I think it was at the age of six, Peter Venable showed me his collection of beetles and things, and I said, I'm going to be an entomologist. And an entomologist I was determined to be. And so this went on, and finally I thought I would perhaps get a job in the courthouse as an entomologist, working on fruit pests of orchards. And so I went to, first of all, to UVic, not UVic, to Victoria College as it was then, and I had no science at St. Michael's whatsoever, except some very piffling botany, and so I was hopelessly out of touch with chemistry and things like that, and I decided that it would be better to go on to UBC and do it there. And so I had a year at UBC, and then at the end of your second year you went and talked to your professor, who at that time was Professor Spencer. And he said, my dear girl, I'm terribly sorry, you could become an entomologist with a label, but he said, you'll never get a job. He said, I've had girls do this, and they just don't get jobs. And so my parents decided that I better go to England, and that I would stay at home for a year and work for my fare. So I stayed at home, and I gardened for people, and I minded their babies, and I painted calendars for Christmas, and blah, blah, blah. Finally, I managed to earn my fare. And my mother and I took off in 1931, August 31, by Panama to go to England. And I did enjoy my years there, and in the end, although I only meant to be there for two, every time I got something in the way of a label, they said, that won't get you a job because there's a depression on. And so, having graduated in botany and zoology, I was told I had to take honours, so I did honours in entomology. And then they said, oh well, that's all very well, but those are six a penny. You'll have to have a higher degree still. And they wanted me to take a PhD, which would have been another 2 years, and I said, look here, I'm getting rather long in the tooth. And so I just did a master's degree, which was 1 year. But I was there altogether 5 years. Oh yes, and then they, in the middle of everything, the bottom fell out of everything, of course, because of the depression. And I went cap in hand to the education department and begged them to give me an education grant because I had always wanted to teach. This being the biggest lie I ever told in my whole life, because I had run all the way from Canada to England to get away from just that. So they gave me an education grant, and you had to sign a thing that you would, apart from matrimony, you would teach for 4 years. They made you do that. So, you know, they got you. So I went through all the mill of the school practice and all the rest of it and realized I was not really cut out for teaching kids anyway. Very little ones, maybe. Very big ones, maybe. But not the middle ones, oh no. Well, I've been a middle one myself, and there you are.